Hey, do you have time to talk before you go to bed? Well, it's important. It's okay if you don't have time, but then I would need to go and talk to Mum and Dad about it instead of you, and they might not like what I've got to tell them. Good. Okay, let me shut the door. Well, you see, I've been checking through your browsing history on your computer, and I was kind of upset with what I found. And don't get mad at me. Look, I was just curious. One of my best friends confided in me recently that her older brother has been creepy towards her. Like, sexually creepy. And she's not the only friend of mine that has a pervy brother. Apparently, a lot of the guys your age are into this incest thing. And he likes it so much. And it's all over the internet and in that anime you love so much. So after hearing about him and them, I just had to know about you. So while you were out with Mum and Dad yesterday, I searched your computer and I checked everything. And do you know what I found? That's right. Absolutely nothing. No incest. None. You are so boring. You have like no kinks at all. Your porn is really, really shit. And there isn't a single thing on your computer that indicates that you have a thing for incest at all. You don't even have any of my bikini pictures from Facebook saved or anything. So I have to know what the problem is. Like, every single girl I know that has a brother has some story about how pervy they are. And how they're spying on them, or stealing their panties, or stuff like that. And I have nothing. At the last slumber party, I had a make-up story about how you'd sneak into my room and jerk off on me while I slept. And I'd wake up all sticky. I know that never happened. I just told you I made it up. All the other girls had stories, though. They were all getting the attention. They couldn't get enough of Jenny talking about how she had to give her brother a blowjob. And then Lisa had to trump that with how her brother watched her use her vibrator. And all I had was this made-up little story about you jerking off on me. I don't even think they really believe me. Well, next time, I'm gonna tell them about how my big brother made me have sex with him. Actual sex. And not a lame blowjob or watching me use a dildo or something. 100% real sex. They're not going to be able to tell that I'm lying. I'm smarter than that, you idiot. I'm gonna tell them the truth because we're actually going to do it. Sure, maybe you won't really make me do it with you, but I think I can fudge the details a little bit and get away with it. I have to sell them on the sex part. I am not crazy, at least not any more than any other teenage girl. You're the one who is messed up in the head. Every other self-respecting brother wants to screw his sister, or at least is vaguely interested in her sexually, even if he doesn't want to go that far with her. So today's your lucky day. You get to have sex with me. If the incest thing freaks you out a little too much, we can role play that I'm your girlfriend or something like that. I'm sure once we get started with the sex, you won't care that I'm your sister. You can't say no. You can't deny your sister the chance to complain about being fucked by your brother. I'll never be able to face my friends again if I can't tell them how my brother did me. Look, I know you're not gay from the porn that I found on your computer. All I found was almost annoyingly ordinary porn. Naked girls smiling and stuff like that. Who even gets off on that crap anymore? So you get turned on by girls, and I'm a girl, and I'm a pretty attractive one at that. And I am totally willing to have sex with you. It isn't my fault that we're related. If you don't have sex with me, it's just discrimination. And I thought you were better than that. And if you don't, I'll tell Mum and Dad that you did. I may not be able to fool any of my friends with my lies, but I can definitely fool Mum and Dad. Daddy, I didn't want to do it, but he held me down and pushed his penis into me over and over again. It was so horrible, Daddy. Yep, just like that. And then if you're lucky, it's military school for you. And if you're unlucky, it's jail. Or at least juvenile detention. And then I don't even have to tell my friends anything. The rumors will be enough and I'll be so popular. So clearly, the only sane option is to fuck your little sister. You get to have sex with a hot girl. And I get my story to tell my friends. You can even brag to your friends if you want. Banging your sister has to count for something with the teenage boys these days. Nope. You really don't have a choice. You can either start taking off your clothes now, or I start screaming rape. And if I'm crying when Dad comes in, I could probably get him to rethink his aversion to using the belt. Oh, don't look so depressed. Just keep taking off your clothes. All I have on is this t-shirt. No underwear. And speaking of underwear, would it kill you to masturbate into my panties every now and then? Well, not tonight. I don't want you to waste your cum. Maybe tomorrow night or something, okay? Good. Oh, you've even managed to get a hard on for me. I might be breaking you off this whole lame not having an incest fetish thing. Let me lie down. I don't want to blow your mind with anything kinkier than missionary position. And this works better for my story. So stop wasting your time and climb on. Okay, good. Okay. It's a little too gentle. A little too clumsy. But I can play with the details when I tell my friends. But I will need you to hold my arms down so that I can't resist. Well, no, I'm not going to try to resist. The point is that I couldn't resist if I wanted to. It gives me plausible deniability with my friends, like. And then he put it in me and he was holding me down and I just couldn't stop him. Get it? Good. Now grab onto them and force them down onto the bed. Yeah, like that, but harder. Little bruises are okay. I can wear long sleeves for a while, and then I'll roll them up dramatically to show my friends. Okay, now let's fuck. Go ahead and put it in me. Well, let go of one arm if you have to. Or pin both wrists above my head with one hand. Yeah, just like that. Now wiggle that thing into me. Yes, I'm sure I want to do this. This will boost my popularity through the roof. I'll be invited to all the cool parties now. And I'll have that tragic aura around me because everyone will go, that's that girl that's fucking her brother. So sad. And it'll be awesome. So stop stalling and push it into me. Even if you're not turned on by this, I kind of am. At least by thinking how cool this will make me. Oh, thank you. I had no clue that I was a virgin. Yes, I am a virgin, you idiot. I wouldn't forget something like that. I didn't tell you earlier because I thought it would make it harder for you. But now you're almost in me. So don't obsess over stupid stuff like that. And cram that penis into your sister's virgin pussy, okay? If it makes you feel better, I can totally roleplay the horny bride on her wedding day, if that's the sick stuff that gets you off. But please don't make me demean myself like, that's more like it. Oh. Oh, I just lost my virginity to my brother. How awesome will it be when I tell my friends about that? Oh, really awesome, that's how much. Okay, now that your cock is in me, use both of your hands to hold my arms down again, okay? You know you're not doing anything. You do realize moving is kind of mandatory to have sex. Stop worrying about my comfort. I'll just have to edit shit like that out in my story when I tell my friends, okay? Besides, I'm surprisingly turned on at the moment. So I'm good to go. So you can just, like, go to town on my new little body. Yeah, like that. But rougher. Okay, you're supposed to be forcing me, remember? Put some heart into this. At least keep putting your cock into me. Yeah, fucking your helpless, vaginal little sister. Oh, you bad boy. Making her have sex with you. Horrible, disgusting incest sex. Oh, God damn it. My body keeps on moving on its own. I'm not being a very good victim here. But I won't tell about that part if you don't. I mean, you can tell your friends that I seem to kind of like it, but not as enthusiastic as this, okay? Oh, but I can't help it. It feels good. And if I get the story right, I can make my friends both sympathetic and horny at the same time. I can tell them that you made me go all Stockholm Syndrome, and I begin to like it. Oh, I can tell them how you unlock some bizarre rape fetish in me. Oh, shame me so much in the process. Oh, fuck, this is really getting hard. Oh, you should have raped me long ago. Oh, I know, I know. But work with me here, okay? I'm definitely working with you. So much so that I think we're gonna come soon. What? No, don't pull out. What kind of insensitive asshole pulls out of his sister before he comes? What kind of story would that be? My brother raped me, and then he was a gentleman and pulled out at the end. Lame. You know, you're gonna dump your load inside of me. Fuck yes, I'm serious. It's dangerous, but think of that dramatic moment if I could show my friends my swollen belly and tell them it's yours. Oh God, I almost came thinking about that. I'm not crazy. Why do I need to keep on explaining that? Crazy or not, if you stop fucking me before you fill me with baby batter, I'm seriously screaming daddy at the top of my lungs, and then just try and explain that scene. Oh God, daddy walking in on us while we're doing it. Oh my God, that's so hot too. Oh, okay, maybe I'm a little messed up, but you're not my shrink. You're my brother and my current lover. And maybe soon, my baby daddy. Oh God, fingers crossed on that one. But please come in me soon because I can't wait much longer. Oh, almost there. Oh God. Oh God, you're coming in me. I can feel it. Oh my God, I can't stop coming either. Oh yeah, for someone who's not into incest at all, you did pretty good at fucking your sister. Well, I'm prouder of you now than I ever been before. I'm really satisfied. And the story I'll tell to my friends now, I can't wait until I see the looks on their faces. No one will ever be able to top this story. Okay. Get off me. I suppose I should go sob in a very hot shower for an hour or so, just for believability. And I'll probably start wearing baggy clothes around the house. So good night. I guess I owe you one. You seriously are the best brother ever. And if this story goes over half as well with my friends as I hope it will, we might be able to make it a regular thing. But something tells me I don't think you'll mind as much as you did the first time. And if you wake up horny during the night and wanted to sneak into my room and ravish me, well, I do kind of owe you one. Night night, sweet dreams.